shocked when he discovers that it's always been his own deceitfulness that made him suspicious of others. Self-observation would reveal this deceitful one in all of us, and this must be accepted before there can be any transformation of ourselves. At this moment, try to notice your inner state. To what thoughts are you consenting? With what feelings are you identified? You must be ever careful of where you are within yourself. Most of us think that we're kind and loving, generous and tolerant, forgiving and noble. But an uncritical observation of our reactions to life will reveal a self that is not at all kind and loving, generous and tolerant, forgiving and noble. And it's this self that we must first accept and then set about to change. Rebirth depends on inner work of one's self. No one can be reborn without changing this self. Any time an entirely new set of reactions enters into a person's life, a change of consciousness has taken place. A spiritual rebirth has occurred. Having discovered through an uncritical observation of your reactions to life, a self that must be changed, you must now formulate an aim. That is, you must define the one you would like to be instead of the one you truly are in secret. With this aim clearly defined,